Manu Patra alerts dated the 19th of February 2019. Kerala High Court has upheld circulars issued by local self-government authorities of Kerala government making under-age marriages compulsorily registerable and observe that it would ensure that there is adequate proof to penalise the offenders under the Prohibition of Child Marriage Act. Supreme Court has dismissed petition filed by an RTI activist questioning appointment of M. Nageshwar Rao as interim director of the CBI. Supreme Court has observed that proviso added to Code of Civil Procedure by Commercial Appellate Division of High Courts Act, 2015, is mandatory and no written statement can be taken on record in commercial suits if it is not filed within 120 days from the date of service of summons of the suit. Supreme Court has refused to interfere on a plea which questioned the Government of India's policy on export of meat, leather and related products in light of doctrine of necessity. Supreme Court has said it would not allow anyone to make a mockery of medical and legal education in the country and warned of stringent steps against those who play with its quality. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a petition seeking court-monitored investigation into incidents of fighter plane crashes including recent crash of Mirage 2000 trainer aircraft near Bengaluru in which two Indian Air Force, IAF, pilots were killed and said Supreme Court cannot undertake judicial inquiry into mishappenings involving fighter jets. Supreme Court has admitted a special leave petition filed by Reliance Infra subsidiary challenging a Delhi High Court order that set aside an over 5,800 crore rupee arbitral award won by R Infra Minor against Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC. Calcutta High Court has granted interim protection to Nalini Chidambaram, wife of former Union Finance Minister P. Chidambaram, from arrest by CBI for 6 weeks in the Sarada Chit Fund scam. Supreme Court has ruled that High Court and states have limited power to order CBI probe as CBI was created to investigate corruption and cases of national importance. Delhi High Court has rejected Manipur student activist Vivan Thokchom's plea challenging his arrest and transit remand in capital in a sedition case lodged against him for remarks made over citizenship bill on social media. Central Information Commission has pulled up Reserve Bank of India for perfunctory handling of an RTI application seeking records of its board meetings, where the issue of demonetization was deliberated, and issued cause notice to its Central Public Information Officer. Bombay High Court has cautioned political parties that it would not hesitate to issue contempt proceedings against them for failing to file an undertaking about not putting up illegal hoardings. Madras High Court has suggested that Tamil Nadu government consider conducting Jallikattu events in the Tamil month of Thailand, from mid-January to mid-February. Delhi High Court has asked the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, to file an affidavit within a week explaining the reasons for extending the implementation deadline of the new tariff plans to the 31st of March. Madras High Court has asked Tamil Nadu government why there is such a big gap in salaries of employees of government and private companies while hearing a petition relating to anomalies in pay and recent strike by government employees and teachers. Madras High Court has directed DGPs of Tamil Nadu and Puducherry to instruct all their cops of cities and IGs of districts to issue appropriate direction to investigating officers of every case to investigate and file final reports within time limit prescribed under Section 468 of CRPC. Calcutta High Court has permitted a 42-year-old woman to terminate her 29-week pregnancy because her fetus was diagnosed with Down syndrome. Calcutta High Court has given MP Soumitra Khan, who had recently joined the BJP after quitting Trinamool Congress, interim protection from arrest for 4 weeks in connection with cases of allegedly taking money on the promise of giving jobs.